And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
If you're under 30, your father's NC State basketball team will be in Chapel Hill tonight. This is Art Chansky with Thursday's Sports Notebook. I am not backing off my earlier statement that the ACC is pretty terrible this season, with six or seven teams worthy of the label awful. But Carolina and Duke have certainly come back to the pack, no pun intended, and I'm willing to concede that three other ACC teams are pretty darn good. You've seen what Florida State did to Carolina and Duke within a week, and Virginia is tied with the Tar Heels and Blue Devils for having the fewest losses in the league. NC State, which visits the Smith Center tonight at 7, is the fifth team in the league that looks like it's headed for the NCAA tournament. Under first-year coach Mark Gottfried, the Wolfpack is 15-5 and in a three-way tie atop the ACC race with a 4-1 record. You may look at State's incomprehensible loss at home to last-place Georgia Tech as an indictment of the pack, but its four other losses have come to very good teams: Vanderbilt, Indiana, Stanford, and top-ranked at the time Syracuse. So when you study State's lineup, you have to conclude that the Tar Heels are in for one hell of a battle tonight at the Dome of Dean. Carolina plays its first game since Dexter Strickland went down, and everyone from John Henson to Harrison Barnes has been auditioning to be Kendall Marshall's backup point guard. 6'7 sophomore Reggie Bullock will get the start in Strick's place, and the Heels will need his height. State, in a word, is long, with two 6'5 guards and an athletic front court that can run, jump, and especially shoot. 6'6 junior forward Scott Wood is nailing 45% of his three-pointers, although ACC opponents are holding him closer to 41. State's other starters, 6'8 forward C.J. Leslie and Richard Howell, plus those 6'5 guards Lorenzo Brown and C.J. Williams, give State as talented a starting lineup as it has had since the Jim Valvano era almost 20 years ago. So make no mistake about it, Carolina's 10-game winning streak against the Wolfpack is in jeopardy, especially if Strickland's loss really dumbs down our defense. What State doesn't have is great depth, so look for Roy Williams to use as many players as he's comfortable with and try to wear down the pack, which is definitely back. This is Art Chansky. See ya.